A few weeks ago, a young man fell to his death on the UH Manoa campus. He was trying to keep another young man from committing suicide. Now a UH professor is again calling for a change in policy over how the school deals with death on campus. English professor Susan Schultz is circulating a petition to ask the school to be more consistent with, say, what happens on the UH West Oahu campus and to sponsor more suicide prevention activities. Susan Schultz joins us this morning.
Thank you very much for being here.
Now, it's horrible to think about a 19-year-old who would want to end his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been made more horrible by the idea that a 24-year-old not only tried to save him, but died trying
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So suicide prevention is sort of the underpinnings of all of this. But when there is a death on campus, what happens now at UH Manoa?
When there is a death on campus or the death of a student or faculty member off campus, some people are told, for example, perhaps deans are told, or perhaps people in the particular dorm where the student died are told, and they are referred to counseling. But otherwise, there's no information shared with the entire community. And so most of us found out about this latest death by watching the news. A year ago, a young man named Abel Pellegrino died after falling off of a dorm. And his death was never announced by UHM. It came out in the paper a few days later. There was no announcement. The only announcement of the availability of counseling came on Kaleo Online at about 8 o'clock at night, about 3 days later, with no mention of what it was related to.
This seems to bring up the issue that in some ways it's very comfortable to say we are a community, but in other ways it's very difficult to take action in that community when the issue that you're talking about is the death of someone within the school community. There is always the conversation, well, we need to let family know
mm-hmm.
and we have to make sure that they don't just see this happening secondhand. So
right.
Why, though, can't there be sort of both of those at the same time?
I'm not advocating for announcing exactly what happened right after it happened. Of course, you need to consult with family members and find out their wishes for how much information they want released. But to my mind, what you need to do if you're administration is you need to inform the community that something has happened. There's been a tragedy on campus, and if you feel traumatized, you need to go seek counseling. If you encounter a student in one of your classes or more than one of your classes who's been traumatized by this incident, then you need to refer the student to counseling or take the student to counseling. The reason I got interested in this was a year ago after Abel Pellegrino died, I entered a classroom not knowing that anything had happened on campus the day before and encountered a student who was severely traumatized because he had been a witness. And in my next class, I experienced more than one student who was traumatized by this event because they had known him. I later found out that emails had been sent to Abel's professors, but his professor that I talked to didn't know him, nor did anybody in the class know him. I, on the other hand, who didn't know him, encountered students who were severely traumatized by the incident. So people like me need a checklist. What do you do when you're confronted by a traumatized student? Students need to know where to seek counseling. And the larger community simply needs to know that something on campus has happened.
How would you contrast what you've just experienced with what you might have experienced were you on a different UH campus, either Hilo or West Oahu?
UH Hilo, if you simply Google student death protocol UH Hilo, you'll find a beautifully done 6-page protocol, which starts with an expression of the need to share tragedy among members of a community. They have a protocol. It's written down. UH West Oahu has sent out emails to the community when a student has died. They have set up memorial services for the student. They also have a lovely feature, which is a monthly mental health moment, where they send out explanations of, for example, what is a panic attack? What do you do? They also suggest that if you have a friend who seems to be in trouble, depressed, anxious, suicidal, that you talk to the counselor about your friend. So they have created a kind of network of caring at UH West Oahu that I think provides a very good model for UH Manoa.
Especially with what we know through the research that's been done of the mental health and mental illness of this age group in particular, young mm-hmm. adults. Are you at all surprised that this does not better inform what happens on the UH Manoa campus as opposed to what you've just talked about with Hilo and West Oahu?
Well, I'm kind of stunned. What makes me sad is I'm actually stunned when I see it done well. When I read the emails from UH West Oahu, I'm stunned because they're so good. That's really what surprises me.
And why aren't all the campuses consistent in policy?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask the president of UH that.
So at this point, you have the petition that's circulating, in part to get the word out that these issues need to be shared as a community. Timing can be the issue, but as long as it's
right.
done appropriately so that you don't become blindsided by
right.
those who are in need and feeling traumatized.
The petition has several elements. The first is you need to do better communication with the community. And another very important part of the petition is that you need to advertise student counseling at UHM, and you need to do some proactive suicide prevention. Not all deaths are by suicide, but many are, and you need to try to prevent the tragedy before you feel the need to suppress it.
As you mentioned, you entered into this issue over a year ago, and you've tried to have conversations
mm-hmm.
with administration. How far has that gone, and have there been any other results that you see as being positive signs?
Several concerned graduate students and I met last year with the then dean of students and the head of housing. And we had a long meeting, and then nothing came of it. So I tried in the spring several times to have another meeting. Nothing in the end came of that. After the recent event on campus, I corresponded with the chancellor, Blythe Roman, about it. And he indicated at one point he'd have something to say, and he did not say anything.
So at this point, you're just going to continue with the petition and try to make the issue come alive in a way that thus far it hasn't been able to. This must be greatly frustrating for you, having seen
mm-hmm.
and witnessed firsthand what it's like to have students in your class
right.
who are really traumatized, and others who may be even more so that you don't even know. But
I feel a little more patient when there's infighting at UH about things like reorganizing the departments or the colleges. I have absolutely no patience when people's lives are at risk. And right now, I think people's lives are at risk.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much. Susan Schultz is a professor of English at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She is circulating a petition. UHM administration develop student death protocol, mount suicide prevention activities. More about it is on Facebook at Hawaii Conversation.